Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Genevieve Stem. Genevieve, I'm your host, Genevieve. And this is another program that we bring God's word from a trans and a queer perspective. And during the next 4 weeks, I will talk about thankfulness. It seems like we have Halloween and then we go right into Christmas. And Thanksgiving seems to be overlooked or bypassed altogether. And it made me think, are we becoming a nation that's ungrateful? Are we forgetting how God has blessed this nation? Okay, I understand we have a lot of problems. Anybody can see that. But it's also important to be thankful for the things that we do have. And one of the saddest commentaries can be when people are ungrateful. And I look at people who come here with nothing. They come here with nothing, and then they go. They work hard, and then they can make something of their lives. I remember a couple of years ago, I was at the Veterans Day parade, and I remember this gentleman who was a veteran. And he talked about his experience. He wasn't born in this country, but he worked hard. He said that, if you work hard enough, you can make it work. And that's what he did. And I have one verse that I'm going to read to you. It's a short verse. It's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. Okay, we had, there are times that I've had to make the best of the situation that I was in. Okay, sometimes things just didn't work out. Things just didn't, things went a different way than I thought. And there was no sense complaining about it. It's not good to be bitter about our circumstances. I had to use an analogy, maybe. maybe somebody wanted a Rolls Royce and God only gave them a Cadillac. thank God for that, Thank God for what you have, Thank God you have a roof over your head. Thank God that you have food on your table, that you can feed your family, that you can, thank God for the school that you send your children to or your employment. There's a lot to be thankful for. I think we're just being alive, waking up. God woke me up this morning. I'm thankful for that because, this morning some people didn't wake up. Tomorrow's not guaranteed to any one of us. I'm thankful just for another day. That's God's blessing upon me. That's God's blessing upon us that we wake up. Thankful for waking up. Now, as you know, Thanksgiving will be here in about another 3 weeks. And there's this one day that people get together, family, friends, get together, But we're exhorted to be thankful every day. You know, I enjoy Thanksgiving very much, you know. I enjoy it very much, you know. I smell all the foods cooking in the oven. On several occasions, I cook Christmas, Thanksgiving dinner. You know, it's a wonderful experience just preparing it and seeing people enjoy it. And I was just thankful for that day. But I'm thankful for every day. Thankfulness should be on our tongues every day. We are 65 days a year. And there's so much we can be thankful for. I think one of the saddest things is ungratefulness or being unthankful. Okay, granted, things may have not worked out. You know, there's a lot of problems in the country. You know, you know, maybe you lost your job. Maybe you lost your, you know, maybe you're going to lose your home. Maybe you have a sickness in the family. You know, maybe things didn't work out the way you planned. You know, maybe the situation that you're in now, you know, it's not the most comfortable, but you're learning to make do with it. You know, just remember, there's a lot of people in this world that would love to have what we here in America have. There's a lot of people. That's why people still come here. And many of them come here very thankful. You know, I once had a friend who came from a war-torn country. And he came here with virtually nothing. The only thing he had on him were clothes on his back and $10 in his pocket. He came here legally. He was sponsored by his brother. And he had a place to live. For years he worked in some not so great jobs. You know, he saved his money. You know, he got educated, he went to school. And as I heard, he had owned a couple of buildings. He had a couple of cars, you know. He was doing quite well, but he was thankful for the opportunity to come to this country. And many people come to this country because they just want to have the opportunity. And many are quite thankful that America exists. And we should all be thankful for whatever we are. Be thankful for our families. Be thankful for our, you know, that we're healthy. I'm thankful for the church that I attend, because as a trans person, you know, it was such a welcoming experience. You know, I'm thankful for where God has moved me. You know, there, of course, we all things, you know, we all have things that we would like to have, but, you know, that's okay. If I don't have it, that's okay. Fine. That's fine. But each day when I wake up, I'm just thankful for another day. You know, thankful for another opportunity to do something, do better. You know, be thankful, you know, thankful for another opportunity to maybe touch someone's life or get something, get a project that I want to have done or, you know, being able to see our friends. There's so much to be thankful for. So I'm thankful that they got a new job or they bought a new home. You know, being thankful for all things. It's just as the verse says, give thanks in all circumstances. I'll share one a little better. You know, my spouse and I lived in a shelter for 1 year. No, we lost everything in the crash, you know, everything, you know, that got totally wiped out. We lived in a shelter for a year, but I thank God we weren't living on the street. You know, I just thank God we had a roof over our head, you know, with a little money that we had, we had something to eat, you know, we had clothes on, all that. We knew that we weren't going to be there. It wasn't always going to be like that. But I was just thankful that I had a place to stay. Now, the situation I was in, it wasn't one that I wanted to be in. It was one I didn't want to be in, but I just kind of dealt with the situation. I was just thankful for a roof over my head so I could take care of my wife. And Jesus was thankful. Now look at the life of Jesus. He was thankful for all things. Look at the life of Paul. He was thankful for all things. And we should be grateful. We should, you know, we're to be grateful for all wonderful things that happen to us, happens in our lives. You know, don't take anything for granted because, you know, there may come a day that you may lose it. You may lose something that's important to you. You know, just be thankful for what you have. I know over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of loss. You know, people that I knew were friends with have passed on. You know, it's sad when they passed on, but I'm just thankful that I got to know them. I'm just thankful that they blessed, they had touched my life, you know, in many different ways. And I pray that I've done the same. You know, always look at this situation that I'm just thankful that you were part of my life. You came into my life. And we can be thankful. You know, it can be hard, but be thankful, have some gratitude, and be grateful for all things. Over the next 3 weeks, I'll be sharing more about being thankful. And as we go through this Thanksgiving season, you know, let's remember how, just remember the things that we have and be grateful for them, be thankful for them. And God will bless you. This is Genevieve. I look forward to getting you in the next episode of Genevieve's Gems. And I'd like to thank you for being here, and God bless you.